You are listening to Sibling Jabber, episode 28.
Watch out, here I come.
We are back. Hi, I'm Roy.
I'm Danielle.
How are you?
Good. A lot better than last week.
Great. Glad to hear. So you had a better week then?
I did. It was an exhausting week, but it was better. A lot better.
Trying to catch everything up at work?
Yeah, and just the fact that I worked. Like, having a full week of work after being off sick for a full week, I was not ready for a full week, and I probably should not have done a full week. My body was just like so exhausted last night.
Well, enjoy your couple days off before you start again.
Thanks.
Welcome. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. If you live near Georgetown, guess what you get to go to now?
George Washington Festival.
No, they opened a kitten lounge. You walk in, it's just full of like, it's a smaller room, but it's full of like fluffy kind of couches and beanbags and stuff. And it's full of kittens. There's 20 plus kittens roaming around. And
they're popping up everywhere.
Oh, really? I've never even heard of this thing.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
We have one in the south side.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Yeah, they let 18 people in at a time, ages 7 and above. And you could pay $15 for 15 minutes, $20 for 30 minutes, or $35 for 70 minutes.
And dang.
You basically just hang out and pet kittens the entire time. And they have, at this one, they have cookie dough, like raw cookie dough you can eat, or actual baked cookies that you can eat.
That's so random.
Well, like there's some kind of regulation or something, because the animals there, I guess they don't have a separate area where they're able to cook, so they can't just make stuff there. So, but they're allowed to have that there because it's already like the cookies are not made there. They just bring them in, and then they have like open containers of cookie dough.
So weird. I would definitely not want to eat the cookie dough because fur can, like, cookie dough is sticky and fur can stick in cookie dough.
Good point. I don't know how it's out. I don't know if they have like individual containers or what.
I know that in the one, and I've never been to it, but I have a client who loves cats. And so as a giant reward, she got to go to a cat cafe. In the south side, but it's a cafe, like they had tea and stuff, and then the cats just kind of roam around the room.
Right. Well, so when I was reading about this is owned by the same people that own the cat cafe in Georgetown, and I found out about this from a review that somebody went to when the kitten lounge opened up, and they said it's nothing like the cat cafe, because the cat cafe, like you said, they just roam around, and unless they specifically come to you, you're not really allowed to pet them. But if they come to you, you're allowed to. And you're not allowed to, like, pick them up and carry them around in the cat cafe. Whereas this kitten lounge, like, it's encouraged to just go find these cats, pet them, pick them up, carry them around, hold them, whatever you want to do with them. They have their own little area. There's, like, a silver screen up that divides the room. And when the kittens just want to be alone, they can go through that screen and go to the other side where there are no people.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I thought this was kind of crazy. But apparently they're everywhere from what you say.
Well, cat cafes are. I don't know that I've ever heard of the cat lounge.
Oh, so is there one of these or no around here? The kitten
lounge? No, it's a cat cafe. I thought that it was the same thing.
No, this is just, you just hang out. You sit in comfy beanbag chairs and feathered couches and whatever with 20 or 30 cat kittens. They're all kittens roaming around. And
I mean,
one of the things is you get to, like, you can adopt them. Like, they have little names on their collars.
right.
And if you're like, oh, I really got attached to the Josephine, then you can sign the papers and adopt them. Like, they're all from animal shelters and such, I guess.
I know that that's true for the cat cafe too.
Oh, you can adopt them there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I think. I don't know. Or you could just like volunteer at a shelter every month and kind of hang out with the cat. I mean, I guess you have to do actual work too, but.
Well, yeah, this is going to attract a lot of people that aren't going to do that, you know. Like, and especially because that's the thing about this, they say, is because it's nothing like a shelter. You go into a shelter, you hear the dogs barking the whole time. It's got that damp smell to it. Whereas this is just all comfy, cozy feeling. I just hate to see how many kittens get adopted and then get brought back, because I know, like
Right.
me, I hate cats. I love kittens. Kittens are adorable, but they're only kittens for so long, and then they turn into those mean cats.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that'd be an
It's weird.
interesting report. See how many come back.
I'm like the I don't I think that's expensive. Like $15 for 15 minutes. 15 minutes flies by.
That's what I thought. Well, and the person that wrote this review said, definitely, if you're planning on doing this, sign up for the 70 minutes.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, $35 a person to spend 70 minutes with kittens, just
Oh,
petting them.
35. I thought you said 30 for 30 minutes.
No, I don't think.
That's still, well, $30 for 70 minutes isn't as bad, but I
So would you do it?
don't know. I feel like I wouldn't because I like cats and kittens. I just don't like them that much. But I'm in my head, I'm thinking, if it was puppies, would I?
Oh, there
But
you go, yeah.
probably still no. I'd probably just say, hey, Danielle, go volunteer at a pet shelter. Like, because they benefit more from it.
But you
And
aren't
it's
volunteering
free.
at a pet shelter.
Right now, I'm not, you mean?
Right.
Right. So then I'm like, I probably wouldn't go then because I've got my own puppy to love on.
There you go. I checked real quick just to make sure it is $15, $20, or $35.
Okay.
So 15, 30, and 70 minutes.
I am one of those people who, if they see a dog they like they like at Petland, they'll totally ask to play with it.
Yeah. The even worse because they don't come from animal shelters there. At least this kitten lounge, they come from the animal shelter.
Yeah, but I'm not buying them. I just play with it.
But like you said, you might as well go help out at the animal shelter
I know, but
then.
it's I don't go there on purpose to do it. I'm not like purposely like let's go to Petland, but if I'm at the mall and I'm passing
Really?
Petland and got some time, I'm like I'll go see. And I only take out a dog because I'm super dog biased. I only take out a dog if it's an Australian Shepherd because they're my babe. Otherwise, it's not worth it to me.
I think you have gone to Petland just to go to Petland.
I have not. I promise you, I have not gone to. Well, okay, no, that's a lie. I have, but in the same setting, it was in an outdoor like outlet, and we were going to another store in that outlet. Do you know what I mean? Like an outdoor
Yeah,
set of
like an outlet
stores.
mall, yeah.
Yeah. And we were going to another one, and then it was right next door. So I was like, hey, while we're here, let's just drop by because we've got some time before our movie.
All right. Well, bed bugs are back in the news.
Shut your face hole.
this lady was trying to get rid of bed bugs in her house. And so, well, what do you think she did?
I don't know, wash our laundry and vacuum.
You would think, but then it wouldn't make the news. Her uncle came over and sprayed the house down with alcohol.
With
And
alcohol?
yes. And then she still saw bed bugs and decided that she would get her lighter and burn them because they'll die if you burn them.
Oh, so smart.
Yeah. So then it caught on. She lived in an apartment building and it caught on fire. So she's now being charged with arson in the fourth degree.
Did she make it out unscathed?
It did not say. It wasn't a very big report whether she was injured or not, but I would imagine she has some burns.
That's insane. Who does that? Like, who, first of all, sprays for bugs with alcohol?
I figure alcohol will kill them, right?
But I mean, spraying for anything and then lighting a fire, like spraying with anything and lighting it on fire would cause a fire.
Pretty much,
So I
most
can't
household
even,
products will catch fire.
yeah, I can't even like blame her for the, I mean, I can blame her for the alcohol thing, but I can't even blame the fire because of the alcohol thing. It's just in general, don't spray and then light a fire.
Right.
That's dumb.
Pick your method.
That's insane. Well,
So.
don't light a fire to kill bugs in general. You're gonna cause a fire. Because what did she do? Light like her bed on fire?
No, she was
What?
just trying to
Oh.
light the bed bug on fire, which was probably on her bed.
Yeah. So then
And
she's gonna.
it just caught the alcohol and just went up.
But it a fire would catch on your sheets or mattress anyway, so it wouldn't cause as big of
You
destruction.
would
It would
burn
be
your sheet
slower,
probably,
but
but yeah, you would just burn your sheet. You wouldn't necessarily like flame up, but.
if she got to it on time with water or fire extinguisher once her bed caught on fire. Crazy people.
The news now, nine things that you and your partner do unconsciously that show that you are truly connected. So let's go through these nine things.
Please tell me that you tested these out.
I went through them real quickly, and I will we'll go through and see how my wife and I do on these.
Okay.
Number one, you can sense when something is wrong, and I believe we both do that unconsciously, so we're good
Like
there.
with each
Check.
other.
Right. Like you could just tell, oh, what's wrong? Just the way the other person's acting. Number two,
Okay.
your interest. You're interested in each other's hobbies. Not us.
Wait, how do you? Okay, never
That's
mind.
not completely true. I mean, there are things like we both love going outside, kayak and stuff like that. But when it comes to like movies or something like music, we are not alike at all. Number three, you have a million inside jokes. I don't know if we have a million, but we do have inside jokes together, so. Number four, you encourage each other to branch out. We definitely do that.
Branch out in what aspects?
What this is saying is, even if you spend a lot of time together, you're cool with each other spending time apart, like making sure that you
Gotcha.
still have your own friends and you do you, as the cool kids say nowadays.
Oh boy, not anymore, they don't. Okay.
Number
What's the next one?
five. Hopefully, everybody at home is doing well so far. Number five, you both lean in during tough times. So whenever you're having a tough time, you guys are you help each other. You depend on each other, which we do that. Number six, they're the first person you call, and vice versa. You know, if you have big news or anything like that, they're the first person you're going to let know about that. We pretty much do. Every once in a while, I might let my best friend know first, depending on what the news is.
Oh, man. Okay.
Number seven, you've created relationship rituals, like just little things that you two do. Like you might have this says you might have like a tech free night. You might give each other a hug before work. I know, like me and my wife, anytime that we leave each other, we always make sure we kiss each other. We tell each other we love each other on the phone. let's see, almost done here. Number eight, you aren't afraid to have tough conversations. That's pretty self-explanatory. We both do that, so we're good there. And number nine, you give each other the benefit of the doubt. So instead of coming to conclusions or name-calling, you hear each other out and give your partner the benefit of the doubt, which we're pretty good on that. So I think we did a pretty good job on these, actually.
I really thought that these were going to be, like, this list was going to be something else. Like... I don't know, like, things you guys do, the list is supposed to be things you do unconsciously, right?
So you
and
don't
I thought
even...
that it would be like, you both wink the same way, or like, I don't know, I thought it would be like, not as obvious relationship stuff.
You both brush your teeth and then comb your hair. Like.
Yeah. Like things that weren't as obvious
right.
as love each other. Like,
well, you could come up with your own little fake study and make your own top nine list we can go over.
Done. You both like the same dog breed.
There you go. All right. A plane was forced to turn around after a mom forgot her baby at the airport.
Shut up.
Yes, the lady was on, she was leaving Saudi Arabia and flying to Malaysia when she alerted the cabin crew that she left her baby at the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
The stories differ whether the plane was just getting taxied or if it actually ended up in the air. But there is a short transcript of some of the conversation where the pilot is talking to the air control tower and they ask him to repeat himself. And he says, one passenger forgot her baby in the terminal. She refuses to continue the flight. May God be with us. Can we come back or what? So the traffic control tower said, the flight is requesting to come back. A passenger forgot her baby in the waiting area. The poor thing. And like he's talking, trying to figure out, this never happened. So he's talking to the people around him. Hey, what should we do? And he finally comes back on. Okay, head back to the gate. This is totally a new one for us. So they went back to the gate and she got her baby.
Was the baby in a car seat?
I do not know.
I guess those are allowed on planes, but like strollers right. aren't.
Yeah. I mean, that would be my guess, was the baby's in a car seat. But...
like, I can't figure out how else she would leave it.
Just crawling around.
How old does it say the baby was?
It doesn't. There wasn't much more information other than what I told you.
Huh. How do you just leave your baby?
Well, you know, that's sometimes crazy. People leave their babies places, like at libraries or laundromats or wherever it may be.
You speak from experience.
Maybe, maybe not.
Oh my gosh. Do Did you leave one of your children at the library?
No.
Okay.
But I may or may not have been left at the laundromat as a kid.
That I knew. I knew that one. I just wanted to check in on
one of
your
my
fatherhood skills.
One of my friends thought that he was left at a library, but he wasn't really forgotten. He was, his mom was coming right back to pick him up.
Oh, man.
Okay. You want to get creepy? Well, China has a list of 1.8 million Chinese women, and it includes all different kinds of information. It has their name, their address, all that stuff. But specifically on there, it has if they are breed ready or not, whether they can breed or not. And on top of it, this was not encrypted or anything at all. People were able to just go online and find out this information. It's since been taken down now, but all that information was out there. I mean, it had addresses, phone numbers, birthdays, level of education, marital status, and if they're breed ready.
And this was like a census thing or what?
No, it was just nobody knows for sure who created this database, whether it was the Chinese government or some, maybe a dating service company or what it was, but this information was out there and nobody knows who from or why.
Interesting.
Yeah. Or so they say, you know, it's China, so they'll only tell you what they want you to know.
Fascinating. It mysteriously just appeared.
Yeah.
I'd be super creeped out.
I know, that's very creepy. Keeping tabs on you, whether you can breed or not. Because right now they're having a problem with actually not having enough babies. So
I don't care if there's like my name and whether or not I can breed. But if there's my name and my phone number and my address, that alone is creepy. And then whether or not I can breed is just like, come and rape me. And well, here's where I live. Like,
ouch.
But it is. No joke.
I mean, name, phone number, and address. That's just the white pages. That's just a phone book.
Yeah, but like,
you can get that information very easy from anywhere. I mean, I know they don't.
I feel like you can't.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day when they had white pages, it was in a book, but now it's all online. Yeah, you just go. You go alphabetically by last name, look up the person's last name, and boop, there you go. It has their address and phone number.
That's creepy.
It's been around for ages. Well, not anymore in paper form, but... Yeah, so if you wanted to call somebody, you knew what their phone number was, and you made sure it was the right person by where they lived.
Yeah, but I'm not dumb. I know that that's what, like, the phone book was. But I didn't think that that was a thing anymore. Like, I thought you had to opt into it.
Online, pretty much.
You could opt out of it.
Yeah, it used to be that you could opt out of it, I believe. I think it was you could pay to be unlisted.
Right.
But now it's all online, so you can pretty much find anybody.
Crazy.
All right, our last bit of news. Steph Curry, basketball player for the NBA. Ever hear of his name?
No.
He's a pretty cool guy. He sells his own brand of shoes called Curry's. Curry 5s were the latest version of that. And Riley Morrison is a huge fan of his, and she could not find the shoes in a girl's sizes. They were only in boys, and she wrote him a letter, handwritten letter, that, hey, I'd like to wear these shoes too, but I can't find them in girls anywhere. They're always as boys. So he actually handwrote a letter back to her saying, I appreciate your concern and have spent the last 2 days talking to Under Armour about how we can fix the issue. Unfortunately, we have labeled smaller sizes as boys on the website. We are correcting this now. I want to make sure that you wear my kicks proudly, so I'm going to send you a pair of Curry 5s now, and you'll be one of the first kids to get the Curry 6. Lastly, we have something special in works for International Women's Day on March 8th, and I want you to celebrate with me. More on that to come, but plan on being in Oakland that night. All the best. Signed, Stefan. And so he sent her the Curry 5s, and what he planned on for March 8th was he invited her to his basketball game. And while she was there, she got to, I guess like at halftime, got to go out on the floor with him. And he has a scholarship, which he raises money through these shoes. And all the money he raises through these shoes go to a scholarship to get a young woman into college. And so that during that game, they dedicated the scholarship to the girl who won it. And he also had this girl, Riley, come out on the floor with him. And the extra special thing was for his Curry 6s that just came out, she got to create or got to decorate the insole of it. Like they call it maybe like the sock liner, the insole. Yeah. The first thing you see where you put your foot in. She got to decorate that on the Curry 6s. So there's a purple Curry 6 that came out with her decoration on it. And she was the first one to get it, which they say is a good thing because they ended up selling out on day number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
That is very cool. Especially that all the money made on it goes to the scholarship, too.
See, so lesson is, if you see something that you think is not justified, then tell somebody about it.
Right. Yeah, he didn't realize that. And so he got it fixed, called up Under Armour and said, yo, we got to switch this and get some girls on there too. Get it on the girls section. So very cool. All right. It's that time. We move on to fact or fiction. Back to fiction time, Danielle. What do you have for us?
All right, so let's see. My first story is for our upcoming, I don't know what I'm saying here. For St. Patrick's Day, the beer company, and I'm probably going to butcher this, is it Guinness?
Okay, yes.
Yes.
Nice.
The beer company Guinness has decided to come out, you know, like how there's Ancestry.com and DNA, whatever. Right. They've decided to come out with their own testing special for St. Patrick's Day that is genetics. To see if you truly have Irish in you so that you can celebrate St. Patrick's Day the right way with the Guinness. So their like tagline is every family has lore about where they're from and what their history is, but it's hard to know what's true. So you can go to, I guess it happens like at the bar, and you go to a bar that sells Guinness, and they'll have some kind of test that will see if you have Irish in you.
Okay.
So that's my first one.
Totally believable so far.
Yeah. So my second article is that there were 1,500 turtles found inside luggage abandoned at an airport. When they looked in the luggage, they saw these turtles all duct taped together and in like plastic containers, just kind of chilling. 1,500 turtles underneath clothes and who knows what else. So but they don't know who it belongs to, so they just have some 1,500 turtles hanging out now at an airport.
I think this may be my easiest one. I will call fact on the Guinness beer test and fiction on the turtles and feather taped together. Even though I so hope that one's true, though. I am hoping I'm wrong, but what is the verdict?
The verdict is your dreams just came true because the
what?
turtle one is true.
Are you serious?
They found 1,500, it was like 1,500, it was 1,568 turtles or something like that. And they were literally just, there's a picture of them. There's just duct tape around them, I guess, so their shells don't break and so that their arms don't come out. And the police reported that they're worth over 66,000 euros. So someone was trying to smuggle these turtles. Yeah.
And
1,000 euros worth of turtles. Now, so the turtles are all like, I guess, rarer turtles. I don't know, like star turtles and whatnot. And so now a turtle sanctuary or something has them and are taking care of them.
Yeah, some of them have pretty cool looking shells.
Yeah.
Just taped together in a bag. Like, the suitcase doesn't even look really, like, packed nicely. Like, it's just, like, the random clothes thrown together with turtles taped up that are laying in the suitcase.
Yeah. And from what I can tell, all the turtles are alive and doing well, so.
Good.
Yeah, crazy people.
That is a great one. Nice find there, Danielle.
Thanks. The Guinness test is actually there literally is a commercial on that somebody made, and it's that you just go to a bar and you just, if you order Guinness on tap, then you're Irish. That's the genetics testing.
Is that a Guinness commercial?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's something somebody just made up.
I gotcha. All right. That was a good one. That was fact and fiction. And now it's time for IMD birthdays.
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hap, 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 happy birthday. I stuttered there a while.
So weird. Okay, so we're going to start off with one of your new favorite actors, Kellan Lutz. You have no idea who he is.
I have no idea. What's his first name?
But Kellan. He plays, who's he play? He plays somebody in Twilight.
Oh.
He plays one of the brothers. In Twilight.
I didn't know there were brothers in Twilight.
Yeah, like who they live with. Like the whole Colin family.
Wait, all those people that live together are all related?
Well, they claim to be related because the quote dad unquote was like he adopted them into his vampire family.
Oh, okay. So like brothers from another mother.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
So it's his birthday.
Woohoo.
Yay. It is also Jay Courtney's birthday, who is in Suicide Squad. He plays George Harkness. And he's in the new Alita Battle Angel.
Oh, okay.
And in Terminator Genesis. He plays Kyle Reese. So he's in a lot of movies.
Yeah, he was in Jack Reacher too.
Oh, I did not see that. And it is also Eva Longoria's birthday today, who is in Desperate Housewives, or was, I guess, because it's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, that was a big claim to fame.
Yeah. In the remake of Overboard, and in a lot of Spanish things as well, because she's of Mexican descent. so she can be. And those are our birthdays today. Just a small bunch.
Happy birthday to everybody. Let's move it on to the movies. Okay, box office showdown time. Number 10 last weekend was Apollo 11, $1.2 million. Number 9, Fighting With My Family, $2.1 million. Everything's grouped really close down low here. Number 8 was Greta, $2.1 million. 7, Isn't It Romantic, $2.2 million. Number 6, Green Book, $2.5 million. Number 5, Alita Battle Angel, $3.2 million. Number 4, The Lego Movie 2, the second part. Now making $3.8 million last weekend for a total of 97 so far. Number 3, Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, drops down to $12 million, respectable, $12.4 million. Number 2, we all know what number 1 is, right?
No. Oh, yeah.
I thought you were kidding at first.
Number 2. I was like, I can't remember what movies came out.
There's only one. So number 2 is How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Drops to $14.6 million and grows to $119 so far. And the number 1 movie already in one weekend grossed more than How to Train Your Dragon, Captain Marvel, $153.4 million. Now, some comparables for Captain Marvel. I just thought this was interesting. Some movies that are similar or made around the same. Thor Ragnarok, when that came out, that made $122 its opening weekend. So Captain Marvel beat that. Wonder Woman made $103 million. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 made $146 million. Star Wars, a Rogue One, a Star Wars story, $155 million. Hunger Games Catch and Fire, $158 million. So it's right around there, best in most of those for its opening weekend.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of those movies?
I have not. Have you?
I did. I went to see Captain Marvel. And let me just say, it was terrific.
Really?
I know a lot of people, and I don't feel like I've ever been... I don't feel like I've ever done this, but a lot of people have, like, recency bias, where, you know, the newest thing that comes out, oh, this is always the best. Whether it's sports, like a football game, or it's a movie, or it's a song. Oh, this is the best song ever. This is the best movie ever. That was the best game ever. And
right.
I'm always pretty good about not doing that. And I knew from when I saw, like, a little bit after viewing Captain Marvel to now still, I feel like it is probably the best Marvel movie to come out so far. Definitely my favorite one to come out so far. It was very, very good. So, although that has it has some 90s nostalgia. It's got, she's super powered like a Superman or Supergirl. And I just feel like the acting choices were great. They just, everything worked really well. Brie Larson was not like any other superhero cast in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She's very different, which at first, when the movie first starts, you're like, ooh, I don't know about this. Like, even when I saw the trailer, I only watched one trailer, and I was like, ooh, I don't know about this. I want to see it, but I think I might be disappointed. But She just, that character and her as an actress just attach themselves together and get you hooked into that movie within the first like 10 minutes. You're like, wow, this is a different hero. She portrays it differently, and I love how she's doing it. So it was great. I loved it.
Now, do you like it because you like the hero so much?
No,
did you just think in general the movie was really good?
No, in general, I thought it was really good. This is one of the few movies where I went in not knowing too much. Ant-Man, I haven't really read any Ant-Man comics, so I went into that not knowing too much. Captain Marvel, I never read anything Captain Marvel, so I went in not knowing too much about the character. There's a few movies like that. So maybe that might have aided in it as well. But I just thought the movie in general and the storyline and how everything was portrayed, especially like how I said she betrays a different type of hero. I thought everything mm-hmm. worked out just real nice. It all gelled.
Different in what way?
I should have expected that question. She's not your she doesn't have the same kind of humor that everybody else in the Marvel universe has, that like witty banter.
Okay.
She's more like straightforward and honest, I guess is what you can say. It's really
so it leans more towards a DC movie than a Marvel movie.
I guess you could kind of say it's like a half-half, if you really want to. Yeah, it's what a DC movie used to be like the Superman movies, those original Superman movies. They weren't all dark like the DC movies, and then this Marvel movie is not dark at all. So that's the part that it doesn't have in DC. But yet, the Superman movies aren't just like basic storylines with just tons of humor in it, trying to hook the young kids. Like,
right?
There was something substantial behind it, and good acting behind it too. Which in Marvel movies, for the most part, they have good acting. But yeah, this was just different. It's like a combination of both.
So pitting DC against Marvel, was it better than Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I would have to say so. Wonder Woman has
flaws.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially.
You think Wonder Woman had flaws?
Yeah. I mean, especially that ending. That ending just killed me in Wonder Woman. But.
What?
Yeah. I think.
Okay.
Come on. When she battles that, when she battles Ares, like, that was the worst looking Ares. It just. And all of a sudden, they just met each other and just battled. There wasn't. They plotted a lot up until that point, and it's just like, all right, we got to end this movie. Here we go.
Okay. I think you're crazy, but that's okay. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Right. All right, so okay. That's the top 10. Coming out this weekend, first we have Wonder Park. It's an animated movie, and it's about a girl that grows up. And as a kid, she made this amusement park in her room, roller coaster rides and all different stuff for like, you know, like action figure size kind of stuff for her teddy bears and whatnot. And then she gets older and destroys it all and says, I'm not into that anymore. One day she's walking through the woods and finds this beat up roller coaster, and she like a car for a roller coaster, and she sits in it, and it kind of jettisons off and takes her to Wonder Park, and she realizes, wait, this park, this amusement park it looks just like the park I set up in my room. And it's like that park that she set up in her room when she was younger comes to life. So it's a story about that, and how it was the downfall of the park, and now she has to bring it back up and make it a nice park again. Have you seen the trailer for that?
Cool. I have.
What do you think about it?
I think it looks like a good kids movie.
Yeah, it looks interesting, but not like, it's not one of those where you're like, that's a kids movie, but an adult will go see it. I think it's more definitely just kids.
I don't know. There might be like nostalgia for adults, I think, but I think it's definitely good for smaller kids.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Not the preteens. Definitely not the preteens, but for younger.
Right. Yeah, it looks like for like a 10 and under maybe.
Yeah, I would probably even go to 7 and under.
You don't think like a 10-year-old would enjoy the movie?
Probably not. No. I don't know. I could be wrong. Right. I haven't seen the movie, so I can't say.
Right. Another one coming out, 5 Feet Apart. And this is about two patients at a hospital. They both have cystic fibrosis, which means that they have to stay 6 feet, not like the movie title. They have to stay 6 feet apart from each other. Everybody with CF has to stay 6 feet away from each other because they don't want to get their bacteria on the other CF patient, because then it could just destroy them and they'll lose their chance at getting like a lung implant or anything. And so these two CF patients end up falling in love, and it's about how it's just their relationship falling in love together and how they have to stay 6 feet apart. And the movie title is called 5 Feet Apart, because then at the end of the trailer, she says, we need to get a little bit closer. We should get one foot closer. So now they're 5 feet apart. But yeah, it's all about their relationship developing in the hospital. It looks really, I don't know what I want to say. It looks really engaging, I guess.
I was like, I don't know what you want to say either.
Sucks you right into the movie. It's a drama romance, and if you're into that kind of thing, I think this looks like it would be a good movie for you. So,
yeah, it looks like a good teen romance movie. It's based off of a book that's called 5 Feet Apart. So if you're like me and need to read books first and then see the movie, go check out the book. I can't remember right now who it's by, but yeah.
Okay. And the last one coming out this weekend is Captive State, which Danielle will not go see.
I've never even heard of it, but I'm guessing it has to do with aliens.
Yes, you're correct. It is an Earth occupied by aliens, and they have been for some time. I don't remember exactly. I feel like they said it was like 5 years. And the residents of Chicago start having a rebellion group, and they're going to uprise against the aliens. But it looks more of like a thriller type movie. I'm pretty excited because one of the main actors in it is John Goodman. So I'm psyched up, and I think I might end up seeing this. I don't know if I'll see it in the theater or not, but definitely when it comes out, like on Blu-ray, I'll end up seeing it.
Yeah.
Not interested.
He doesn't want you to see the movie because you didn't put him on your mountain.
If I could fit more people on it, John Goodman would be on. And that's all coming
He's
out.
He's very offended. Maybe you should have put people who are alive on your mountain so they're not so offended.
What?
I said maybe you should put people who are still alive on your mountain.
Who did I put?
Didn't you have two people who weren't?
I don't think so.
Oh. No, never mind then.
I had...
Is Al Pacino still alive?
Yeah, Al Pacino, and I had Val Kilmer and Michelle Pfeiffer and Michael Keaton. Yeah, they're all alive.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
I mean, you had Robin Williams, she's dead.
I know. When I think gangster movies, I think dead people. Because I feel like they're so old.
It's a period piece.
Okay, anyway.
Coming out on Netflix, a very interesting movie called Triple Frontier. It is an action movie where former special forces operatives decide that they were the best at what they did. And if they were the best at what they did in any other job, they would have made good money, most likely. But they were the best at what they did in the special forces. And therefore, they're out of special forces now, and they can't even afford to put their kids through school or anything. So what they decide they're going to do is they're going to reunite, and they plan a heist on a cartel in South America that has, in this guy's house, he has $7 million just in cash sitting in his house. So they plan this heist so they can rob that money and be out and actually have money. It has some big hitters in it. It has Ben Affleck, Garrett Hedlund, Charlie Hunman, and Oscar Isaac. So definitely some
I
star
knew
power.
Ben Affleck. That's it.
You don't at least know Oscar Isaac?
No. Maybe by face, but not by name.
Let's see. What has he been in? X-Men Apocalypse, Star Wars The Last Jedi, Star Wars Force Awakens, Life Itself.
Who was he in Star Wars Force Awakens?
I do not know.
Oh, that's not helpful.
I have not seen the Star Wars movie, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, he's a really good actor. All right, and that's a look of the movies coming out. That one's on Netflix. So those are all the movies that are coming out this weekend. Now it's the time we all wait for: word or story. Word or story time. Number one: horn.
Horn?
Horn, like or
oh my gosh. I was like, why would you give me that word?
You were thinking with a P.
Yes, that's what it sounded like to me.
Notes for next podcast.
Horn. I think of a horn like on a unicorn.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was just, well, so our brother and I are, well, I am rereading, because I'm a huge dork, the Harry Potter series, and making our brother read it for sort of the first time, because we do our own little personal kind of book club, because we're huge dorks. And so, they were talking about unicorn horns, so. That's what it made me think of.
My daughter's favorite fake animal.
It's a real animal.
Not if you ask her.
I'm joking. It's fake. It's fake. Don't want people to think that I think it's real.
Number two, warning.
Warning?
Yes.
I think of those like Cuidado guys on like the, you know, like the triangle things that you put down on floors. Like
no.
When they're slippery, like the caution, slippery
oh,
one way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the big yellow, they're not cones, but they're like fold outs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think of. When I was in college, we had to do a, and maybe you remember this, in public speaking, we had to do a speech on like somebody who had died, like kind of like a eulogy speech.
Okay.
And I was going to pick the Cuidado guy. But I thought that people would think I was too weird. So I picked somebody else. Sometimes I have to contain my weirdness a little bit so people don't know how weird I actually am.
I didn't even know that guy. Yeah, now everybody knows. I didn't even know that guy had a name.
Well, I don't think he does, but I call him the Cuidado guy.
Where'd you come up with that?
Well, because one side of the cone or whatever it is in English and the other side is in Spanish. But because I know Spanish, I go to the, I mean, I know English is my first language, but because I know Spanish as well, then I always just go with the Spanish side. I don't know, because it looks more fun, because in Spanish, when you're like exclaiming something, you put the exclamation mark at the beginning and the end. So it's more fun. So it's like, cuidado! Instead of just like, caution!
Gotcha.
Yeah. Moving on.
How do you spell that?
Cuidado?
Yeah.
Cuidado.
It's all one word?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. And it means watch out. Interesting.
It means caution.
Well, Google says it means watch out. Which makes it more fun, because then the warning sign.
Same thing.
The warning sign says, watch out, instead of like caution or warning. It says, watch out. It makes it more fun. Because you think like caution or like warning, that's like, oh, watch out, like that. But when you say watch out, it's more like, watch out.
Okay.
Number four. I know. Number three. We're on number three. Total.
Like your total money in your budget. I just did budgeting stuff at work yesterday, so gotcha. That's what I think of. Your total, what it's going to cost, and how much are they actually going to give me for it.
Number four, bleach.
I guess I use bleach a lot for like science experiment stuff with our kids, and I was
that
trying to think
dangerous.
Of a fun story, but I couldn't. I recently used it for an experiment and didn't realize that I didn't have as much. Like, usually I have bottles, like giant bottles of it, because I use it pretty frequently. And I didn't. Like, it was the day of my event, and I was like, oh crap, I don't have any bleach. And I didn't have enough time to run out and get it, so I had to call a parent, and she had to pick it up for me.
That sounds kind of dangerous, using bleach for experiments with kids.
Why? It's totally safe.
Because bleach is really
it.
Bad.
They're yeah, not you drinking
can't even,
it.
You can't even touch the stuff.
They're not going to touch it. So I use it for, like, object lessons. Like, that kind of science.
And if you
experiment.
Mix it with
not
other
like
chemicals,
crap.
It creates a toxin.
Well, that's what, well, I mean, that's not what we do, but we
that's what we do, and I make all the kids sniff it, and they pass out.
So the biggest
Quidado!
Quidado. Quidado.
Quidado.
Oh, my gosh. So the biggest thing that I use it for is, especially since Easter's coming up, we do, like, you put water in a cup and it's Jesus. No, you don't. I lied. You put water in a cup and that's you. And then you put water with like red, or you can pick at whatever color food dye in it, and that's sin. And then you have the cup of bleach and that's Jesus. And so you pour the sin, the food dyed, into the you because you sin, and then you pour the Jesus into you, and it turns the water back to clear. Like, it takes, it erases the food dye.
Cool.
So you sin, Jesus takes away your sin. That's what I needed bleach for. Okay, I'm not giving kids a drink or anything. Next thing, here's a baby pool of bleach. Go play.
We're gonna mix bleach with this chemical, and you can sniff it and see how it reacts.
But it's usually like when we're talking about taking things away, like bleach takes away all colors. So that's what I use bleach for a lot.
All right. Last word, number five, lion.
Lion?
Yes.
You're gonna laugh at me because I literally just read this last night, but it just makes me think of Gryffindor from Harry Potter because it's a lion is their mascot.
All right, that makes sense. It all ties together.
There you go. From horn to lion.
All right, Danielle, what was the last purchase you made?
It wasn't bleach because I forgot the bleach. I honestly think it was still medicine.
Oh.
Because I pretty much worked and came home and slept the whole week. So, oh, gas. Nope, I had to put gas in my car. It was gas.
Woohoo, gas.
Yay.
All right. Movie challenge coming up in 2 weeks. I will be watching Life of the Party. And Danielle will be watching Idiocracy. You can follow me on Twitter at SupermanRoy12. You're not on Twitter, right?
I am not.
Okay. You can email us at siblingjabber@outlook.com. Visit us at anchor.fm/siblingjabber. Leave us a voicemail if you wish. But most importantly, spread the word about this. And doing that also means, you know, go ahead and leave us a review on whatever app you're using to listen to this fun little podcast. Before we go, I just realized I had a question for you. Did you ever end up making that spaghetti?
So, fun fact, still have the spaghetti, don't have the sausage anymore because my power went out for 2 days and lost everything in my fridge and freezer.
Aww.
I never ended up making the sausage. And still have not made the spaghetti.
Well, maybe that'll be your last purchase for next week.
Maybe. Or maybe I should just give up. Just make the spaghetti by itself.
Put bacon in it or something.
Ew. That is so gross.
It comes from the same animal.
Ew. I don't do bacon.
All right. Codado, she doesn't do bacon.
Is that your new favorite word?
Yes, it is. Okay. All right, I had a lot of fun. Everybody have a great weekend. I'm Roy.
I think I'm still Danielle. I
all
watched
right.
The podcast.
Codado, bye.
Bye. All I know is that's me. You look like you're lots of fun.